This commemoration in LA's Little Tokyo honors Japanese-American veterans who served in combat, construction, and intelligence units. This, as their families were held in camps for the war's duration, suspected of being potential traitors, even though 6 in 10 of the internees were American citizens. Army veteran Yoshio Nakamura was sure these relocation camps would one day be regarded as unjust.
And I also felt very strongly that we needed to show that we were patriotic Americans.
The camps closed at the end of the war, and in 1988, the U.S. government apologized. This commemoration took place at a monument and educational center whose name comes from the motto of the largely Japanese-American 442nd Regimental Combat Team. The motto was "Go for Broke." Bill Secchi, who chairs the center, says they went for broke, risking everything.
And through their battles as a segregated unit, they ended up becoming the most decorated unit in Army history for their size and duration.
Many of these veterans saw heavy combat. Tokuji Yoshihashi, known as Toke, helped break the so-called Gothic Line, where the Germans made their last stand in northern Italy. Toke served in the largely Japanese-American 100th Infantry Battalion.
Most beautiful sight I ever saw was four P-47s come in, and they rocketed and machine-gunned the German position, and that kind of helped us break through.
Some immigrant families had relatives on both sides of the conflict. Ken Akune and his older brother served in the U.S. Army, while two younger brothers in Japan were in the Japanese military. He knew he could meet one of them in combat.
What would you do if you met him in the field and he's got the gun for you? You know, at that point you start to think, well, you know, it's a means of survival, you know. But the point is, I never let that thing bother me at all.
Many of these veterans lost good friends, whose names are inscribed on the monument. They have meaning for veteran Don Miata.
It signifies to me the sacrifices of many good men.
He says this monument and commemorations like these ensure that their sacrifice will not be forgotten. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.